This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Men that have wristbands, and their number is in the 19,000 before they can go in and sleep in that shelter. Mayor Adams, he put out an announcement saying that after these men have been in the shelter, 30 days is their limit. After 30 days, they will no longer be able to be housed. They will be put out on the streets, homeless.
Quote, bloodbath.
Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states.
Bloodbath.
If there's no one ever there, then how are you ever supposed to get any help?
It says, quote, this station is currently closed. Use the blue box to dial 911.
A Biden bloodbath?
The wheels came off the New World Order globalist system a long time ago, but man, they're only doubling, tripling, quadrupling, quintupling down in an attempt to herd us back into control. And we have an incredible example of this about Trump and a bloodbath comment. So I went to the comment, and that's a classic corporate term about it's going to be a bloodbath for a company. And he said, if the Chinese try to ship their cars made in Mexico to the U.S., I'll put a 100% tariff on it. It'll be a bloodbath for their company.
34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country, think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories.
That's a term Trump uses. That's Trump. They also use a lot in the stock market. When a stock plunges, is bloodbath. And so they took the clip out, 2-3 second clips all over the corporate media everywhere.
Michael Beschloss, I want to ask you about Donald Trump increasingly sounding like a fascist, a dictator, mimicking them, and using words that are clearly out of the pages of some of the most powerful autocrats or dictators.
Absolutely.
Of our time in Absolutely. The world.
Absolutely.
And
it's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it.
What I heard was a continuation of the same rhetoric, the same endorsement of political violence that we've seen from Donald Trump. This is the same guy who, after Nazis marched on Charlottesville and killed a woman, said there were very fine people on both sides.
You know, Senator Sanders likes to say he'll need a record turnout to defeat Donald Trump. He's right.
Sanders attacked Biden at a Michigan rally on Saturday, hours after Biden had warned against a primary bloodbath involving the U.S. Vermont senator and self-described Democratic socialist.
He's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. Praising Hitler. Praising the Russians.
More leftist ass. I corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat you. This is what they do. It's like I go, this is satire. I don't mean this. But if civilization collapses, I'll have to eat my neighbors. Boom, I'll eat my neighbors. And I knew they'd do that. I troll them. They send us massive traffic. It blows up in their face. I'm not the one lying. They're the one lying. Got 50 million views. We put out just a graphic with a cut down quote of, I'll eat your leftist ass. I'm the one laughing. I'm the one that trolled you. You're fools. And that's the thing. When we just start intellectually outsmarting these people, it's very easy. It's like Mike Tyson in his prime taking on a 105-year-old man who can't even get out of a wheelchair. But we still sit there and demur to the establishment, act like, oh, they're the, let's be scared of them. Let's be scared of what they say about us.
Some of your critics would say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This could hurt his campaign. How would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that, you know, because it's negative and you're being negative.
Mike spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about his life, highs and lows.
So interesting that you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit.
Hey,
with that comment.
Come on,
that's... No, that was a piece of you. That was a piece of shit.
You know, we're doing live TV.
Man, I don't care. What are you going to do about it?
Right. Is it nerve-wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nervous for you to box?
It's more nerve-wracking for me to hear us talking to a rat piece of shit like
oh,
you.
Come on, like,
No, because you're a piece of shit. All right, we didn't have to forget it. We're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming in.
You want to be ridiculed and attacked by these people, or you?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses.
It is not a figure of speech to say the West is being economically destroyed and invaded by the big banks, the big corporations that want to crush everything, bring it to its knees, and consolidate even more power and control over us to then be able to dictate the terms of our surrender and have total social credit score monitoring of our every facet of our lives. I mean, they're really trying to turn humans into a commodity. This is a revolution against humanity itself, and that's what the high priest of the WEF, the Yuval Noah Hararis, the Ray Kurzweils, have said, is that the future's not human. This is a post-human world. Why would we let anybody build such a hellish thing and use our money and our blood, sweat, and toil to build something that destroys us? To build something where we're basically just the rocket fuel for the system they want to deploy. And so that's why Texas and all these other states and jurisdictions coming out and pulling $8.5 billion from BlackRock, because the state said, we've done investigations, you openly want to bankrupt us and shut us down. We are not going to go along with that. We're done. And it's when we learn to fight and realize the different ways we can fight. Most fights aren't done with fists or guns. They're done economically. They're done with your feet. They're done with what you support, what you don't support. And I know everybody knows this, but we need to really think about this. And any time we can, not support the power structure. Because anything coming out of Hollywood, anything coming out of the Democratic Party, anything coming out of the leftist parties around the world is a psychological warfare, cold-blooded, anti-human takeover system. And what's really disgusting is, 20 years ago, most minions of the system really believed they were good and were compartmentalized and thought it was for a greater good. They've gotten so cynical and so much has been exposed that I thought when we exposed all this evil, a lot of people low level would say we're not going to be part of it anymore, mid level. But instead, a lot of people said, so what? Yeah, we're going to just go with it. Which is beyond Stockholm Syndrome. It's not just that they are held captive and scared to face the truth. No, they think they're picking the winning team. What they are is cowards. They are consciously cozying up to evil and worshiping at the dark idol of corruption, believing they're going to get ahead, and they are truly fools. So that's some good news there. Obviously, people are all asking my opinion of this technicality and what it means. And we've got some analysis here dealing with all of this. But if the Supreme Court hears an emergency motion, a lower appeals court can briefly override it until the Supreme Court has a full hearing. And so there's some checks and balances in there. But this is very, very rare, and I would expect the Supreme Court to override it imminently. I would say in the next few days, next week, I would expect. Supreme Court allows Texas to enforce immigration law. That means the state can do it. Mexico responded and said, we will not take one deportation from Texas. Supreme Court allows Texas to begin enforcing controversial immigration law. Oh, it's so controversial to ship felons back. Appeals court blocks Texas immigration law hours after Supreme Court gives its okay. Ruling late Tuesday night, a federal appeals court blocked Texas from enforcing its new immigration law, the latest whiplash, including illegal and legal development over Senate Bill 4, which seeks to give the state a role in arresting and deporting migrants. Well, they're illegal aliens under law. Calling them migrants puts it under the UN treaty. The ruling by a three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals came hours after the U.S. Supreme Court gave Texas permission to enforce the law, which had been struck down as unconstitutional by a federal judge in February, including a series of appeals that continue. The Supreme Court ruling put the matter back before the Fifth Circuit, which acted quickly to dissolve an order it issued in March to temporarily allow Texans to enforce SB 4. Still to be decided, however, is Texas' request for a stay pending appeal, which is granted, would let the state enforce SB 4 while the Fifth Circuit Court determines if the law is constitutional. Oral arguments on the request will be heard Wednesday morning. Mexico says to Texas, no Texas deportations under any circumstances. And it goes on from there. So, let's look at just some of the news today without even looking for these articles. They're just everywhere. Child sex predator caught illegally reentering the United States. A Mexican citizen with multiple convictions for sex crimes against children was caught after illegally entering the U.S., authorities say. Oh, but this guy could have a gun, according to federal court now. You can't have a gun. The same judge says she wants to take your guns in rulings. She doesn't believe the Second Amendment, but for an illegal alien, she does. Previously deported Ecuadorian who strangled newborn to death caught in New York. Colombian drug lord arrested after operating out of Texas migrant shelter. Texas jurisdiction refuses to enforce Supreme Court ruling allowing cops to arrest illegals. Fort Worth is a super sanctuary city. What would you expect? Yeah, almost every city in Texas is now super hardcore leftist. People think Texas is doing so great. It's very close to being purple and then blue. Meanwhile, Dominican Republic, that borders Haiti, builds a 12-foot-tall border wall to protect from Haitian gangs and crime. But we can't have a wall here. In fact, we're not even supposed to call them illegal aliens. So here are some of the clips I've got on the border front. Here's a short clip in France as the illegal aliens burn down a police station using conventional fireworks. Of course, the police run in fear. Here it is. Clip 14, former acting CBP commissioner Mark Morgan explains the legal technicality that allows the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel to overrule the Supreme Court. Then I want to show Biden pandering to a group of Hispanic Americans, he thinks, telling them, oh, I got into politics because of Cesar Chavez. Well, he's on record saying he got into politics because of the Kennedys. And the point is, can you imagine giving a speech to people and then lying to them? Like when Hillary gets up in Kentucky, it's famous clip, she goes, it's good to see you today, everybody. That's not even a Kentucky accent, but I won't know how I got here, but I now hear. Remember that clip? And then Hillary would also do this, where she would get up, speak to LULAC or other Hispanic groups, and go, hello, it's good to be here now and talk to you. I mean, it'd be like if I had a British reporters here to interview me, and I see them, you know, getting ready with their cameras, they're talking to British accent.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hours or so. So when this all broke yesterday, Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, tweeted out that in a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court allows Texas to start enforcing SB 4 that allows the arrest of illegal immigrants. Now, we still have a hearing in the Fifth Circuit appeals court, but this is clearly a positive development. And then moments later, Karine Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary, tweeted out that we fundamentally disagree with the Supreme Court's order allowing Texas's harmful and unconstitutional law to go into effect. SB 4 will not only make communities in Texas less safe, it will also burden law enforcement, which to me is gaslighting 101. Mark, to you first, what happened?
Yeah, first of all, the White House press secretary, her last part of that statement is that SB 4 is going to sow chaos at the border. Are you kidding me? We've had an unmanageable level of chaos at all sort of border for the past 3 years, so it's just not serious. But look, this is a little bit of a legal technicality here that's allowed in our justice system right now. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals basically overruled the United States Supreme Court. And it's bizarre because the original district court order stayed SB 4, said they couldn't implement it while they're waiting for the merits. The Court of Appeals then lifted that. And then that's what brought it to the Supreme Court, which Governor Abbott won. It goes back to the same appeals court, and they were reversed their original decision, and now we're back to where we were, square one.
Yeah, it doesn't. So, Chad, it basically, we'll see what happens today, but this basically means that law enforcement down there in Texas would have the ability to either deport a migrant or charge a migrant with criminal trespassing and let that play out in the courts in the state of Texas. But either way, Greg Abbott said this would be a huge win for the crisis along the 800 miles of border in Texas.
Well, undoubtedly, it's a win. It's a win because the federal government's refusing to do its job. And so Governor Abbott's having to, in the state of Texas, I should say, in the legislature, is really taking some unprecedented action here. And I think that's really important to recognize. I don't think the state of Texas and the governor would do what they're doing if the federal government and the Biden administration just did their job there in Texas along that border, preventing the illegal entry of hundreds of thousands and millions of migrants over the course of the last several years. This case will eventually go back to the Supreme Court to be ruled on the merits. It's obviously headed there. But look, I think this is a fundamental question that we have to solve, and the Supreme Court will eventually have to solve, is when the federal government refuses to act, refuses to do its inherent job, it's then incumbent upon the states and the governors of those states to actually protect their citizens. And that's what we're seeing here in the state of Texas.
Yeah, Mark, just a housekeeping question for you. You know, you were the head of the Border Patrol under former President Donald Trump. This happened yesterday, and there are literally thousands of illegals that are about to cross the border in the state of Texas. How do they hear about a ruling like this?
Look, we keep saying this over and over again, Rob. This is a good question. The cartels are one of the most sophisticated criminal operations on the face of the planet. They know the weak, ambiguous policy loopholes are better than most Americans. You already had the president of Mexico weigh in that said he's not going to accept anybody that Texas sends back. I mean, so the American people need to understand just how sophisticated these organizations are, and they adapt effectively with respect to their techniques, tactics, and procedures to get around the loopholes and exploit the loopholes that are created by this administration.
Chad, I want to move now to Florida, and we'll keep an eye on where this goes on appeal today. But if this is put back in line, it would be a huge deterrent, I guess. But maybe bad news for Arizona, California, and New Mexico, the other border states along the southern border.
They found a headline of what I was talking about. Hillary Clinton is mimicking you, and it's completely natural.
Remember, that was a big scandal when she was running for office, that she spoke to black folks. She'd put on what she thought was a black accent. What is a black accent? Black folks talk all different ways, depending on where they're from, what state, what region, what country, what history. Did Kamala Harris dip into fake French accent in Paris? Speech divides the internet. Yeah, these are weirdos. Here's Biden yesterday, not knowing what planet he's on.
I want to thank my campaign manager. You heard speak first. She is it's a little bit in her blood. Cesar Chavez is her grandfather. He's the guy that got me interested. He came to Delaware when I was running in 1871. He came to Delaware in the 1970s to help deal.
All right.
Has a gigantic industry in agriculture. That whole thing called the Delmarva Peninsula, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. It's a $4 billion industry, primarily in agriculture, but particularly in chickens. And he was organizing. And I got involved with him and trying to make some headway. And in Southern Delaware, they talk at you like this, you know what I mean? And it was one of the best things I ever did in my life, because I learned a whole heck of a lot that I didn't know.
Oh, boy. There you go. So I want to shift gears to this now, because it all ties into the lawlessness. Look at these two headlines. Chicago sues Kia and Hyundai over vulnerability to theft and surge in car-related crime. So there's just crime everywhere. Locals are reporting that they won't even respond to crime. And so, just like Letitia James is suing the NRA and suing the beef packing industry, shut it down and taking Trump's businesses away without even a jury trial. Now, Chicago is suing car manufacturers because they're too easy to steal. It's their fault. It's like saying a woman wore a dress and had lipstick on, so she deserves to get raped. Here's another one. AP, Chicago sues gunmaker Glock over conversions to machine guns. So people can illegally get a Glock or any other semi-auto, and you can convert them. Why even want full auto? You can't even hit what you're aiming at. But because someone does something illegal with a gun, not just goes and shoots people like the Sandy Hook Democrat Party operation, hitting $74 million and bankrupting Remington, because the mother bought the gun legally and gave it to, well, nobody knows the name of the guy that shot the kids. They only know my name. Everybody knows I did it. Think about Sandy Hook, you think Alex Jones. But no one ever wants to say the name of the kid that got the gun illegally. All they know is Alex Jones. That's another example of mind control, just because I question the whole thing. But Chicago sues gunmaker Glock over conversations over conversions to machine guns. Isn't that interesting, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't that just amazing? The city of Chicago sued Glock Inc. on Tuesday, alleging the handgun manufacturer is facilitating the proliferation of illegal machine guns. It can fire as many as 1,200 rounds per minute. Oh yeah, how are you going to load that into the handgun and fire on the streets of the city? The lawsuit alleges Glock unresponsibly endangers Chicagoans by manufacturing and selling semi-automatic pistols that can be easily converted to illegal machine guns with a auto sear, a cheap, small device commonly known as a Glock switch. That switches are the size of a quarter and are easily purchased illegally online for around $20 or manufactured at homes using a 3D printer. So because criminals are doing something wrong with a gun and violating federal law, they're going to sue the gun manufacturers, but federal courts are ruling illegal aliens can have guns. We'll explain what this really means. Trade ahead. Please stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
So what we have here is a fully weaponized judiciary in most areas. We just saw the Fifth Circuit do a bunch of weird manipulations to block the state of Texas from deploying the state guard and the police to arrest illegal aliens pouring across the border. And so they just withdrew their original case to then kill the action of the Supreme Court. A manipulation. Why don't they seem to care the Supreme Court will just override that now? Because the globalists know that they are showing off to their Soros masters in these lower courts. They believe they're taking over. They believe they're going to win. That's why they're so lawless. That's why... You see the actions against President Trump seizing his companies. You see the actions where people are losing their companies and losing their lives, and they're not even being given jury trials because the system is going for broke. The system has broken the social contract. The system is working for BlackRock. And so I talked about this yesterday, but I want to talk about it some more because it ties in to what's happening to President Trump and to the rest of us that are just loyal, decent Americans. This federal judge appointed by Obama, Sharon Johnson Coleman, who's anti-Second Amendment, has done a bunch of anti-Second Amendment rulings. She suddenly says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Illegal aliens, anyone that gets here, are the equivalent of citizens so they can own guns. That's just like San Francisco and other blue cities appointing illegal aliens onto the election boards and passing local laws that illegal aliens can vote. It's about throwing it in your face. So they're going to have it where they enforce the regular laws and the unconstitutional laws to come after our guns. And they're going to sue gun manufacturers when somebody uses a gun in a crime. And they're going to sue gun manufacturers when somebody illegally modifies a gun. All that flies in the face of common sense. You're not guilty if you're a car dealership and you sell somebody with a license a car, then they use it to go run people over on purpose. You don't get sued. You didn't do that. So just like maybe you're Polish American and your grandparents moved here, and now because you're white, you're told by MSNBC and the Democratic Party, you owe reparations to black people because maybe some of their ancestors were slaves. How are you guilty for what somebody did hundreds of years ago? You're not. So hardened criminals committing serious crimes are let out of prison. The Soros DAs won't prosecute most of the criminals. They'll prosecute somebody that defends themselves. So the criminals are being protected. Lawlessness is exploding. The shops are closing. Society's degenerating. That's the plan to bring the country and the Western world down. So the federal judges plan to continue to selectively enforce all of this. So there's no logic to it. I said yesterday, as one perspective, well, at least they're admitting that the people have a right to keep and bear arms. And so I said, illegal aliens or criminals or whoever they are going to have guns illegally anyways. Why should we even have all of this enforcement and all this control? Just let it be Wild Wild West. But that's a libertarian, populist, constitutional perspective. They're doing it because, there's another example, the illegal aliens back 3 years ago, and they were claiming it was the law, and everybody had to take the shots, and they were firing hundreds of thousands of nurses and military personnel for not taking it. Refugees lack COVID shots because drug makers fear lawsuits. All over the world, illegals come into the U.S., Europe, you name it, no one even tries to push a shot on them because they know it's so dangerous, and the U.N. would not sign on to the liability, but the national governments did sign on to protect and to pay any liability for the so-called vaccine makers. But even more crazy than that is Chicago suing car makers because they say they're too easy to steal. That's how they make the innocent criminals and how they set the precedent as city governments and state governments, just like Letitia James in New York, to take over corporations and businesses. And on the heels of going after Trump, she's now announced she's going after dozens of other companies, including one of the largest meat packers in the nation, saying cows create methane that's toxic. You're hurting the earth. I'm going to take your company over and fine you billions of dollars. You wonder how they're going to bankrupt the beef industry. They're going to bankrupt the meat packers. You will eat the bugs. So here's Kevin O'Leary, goes off on CNN over possible seizure of Trump's assets in New York, like Venezuela or Cuba. Of course, when the judge ruled a month ago they were going to do this to Trump, O'Leary made the same point. It's totally true. And it's accelerated an exodus out of New York, but they don't care because they're going to bring in all the illegals under federal law. They're all going to get all this welfare. They'll use that to fund themselves, and then those cities collapse into the next state, into the next region, and they take over. So this is a well thought out strategic plan. Here's Kevin O'Leary.
I don't think this case is about Trump anymore. I think this case is about New York. It's about the American brand. It's about what we promised the world in terms of fairness and justice and investing capital in the country that's built the largest economy on earth. Forfeiture, seizing of assets. Is that in our nomenclature in America? Is that what we tell people that want to bring their money here and protect property rights? Forget about Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. You think this is good for business in New York? You think this is good for business in America? To take a law that we use to protect people against buying refrigerators at an overpriced value decades ago and apply it against an individual and then talk about seizing assets like he was in Venezuela or in Cuba? This is very, very, very bad look for New York. And everybody around the world is watching this. This may be great for the Attorney General. But this is not good for America.
But in terms of the valuation, can you be clear as to why? I mean, why would the properties not be sufficient collateral?
What a great message to send out all around the world. Take a claim where there was no monies lost. There was no fraud here in the context of actually people losing money. Deutsche Bank, who made the loan, was made whole. And let's make a penalty of $500 million against a crime, apparently, where no monies were lost. Great message for New York. Great message for America. Bring your capital because we'll protect your property. I think that was a statement that would be much better made sometime in Venezuela. I'm not kidding. That's a scary, scary message. And by the way, there are
no such thing as half a billion dollar bonds.
There are no $500 million bonds. Never been done before. Never. This law has never been applied. Forget about Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. Everything to do about America and the New York brand. I love this state. My children live here. A horrible message to everybody around the world watching this. Absolutely horrific.
Well, wait, Kevin, but hold on a second. Kevin,
Trump
what would
will
be
gone
the,
one day.
Hold,
this attorney
on a
general will be gone one
that's
day.
Enough.
And
that's enough. Look how arrogant those women are. They sit there in blue cities. They're totally destroyed. They're not safe to go out at night. Carjackings, crime everywhere. And they just shake their heads and laugh and smile because they're so stupid and so mentally selfish that they're selfish even against themselves, their own self-preservation. They have no common sense. All they have is arrogance to sit up there and go along with this agenda. It's absolutely suicidal for a country to do that. But you have to understand, I have a whole stack right here. We'll cover when we come back. The UN and the BlackRocks want this. They're going to turn loose these Soros DAs and attorney generals on all the companies they don't own. Oh, they won't ever go after the big globalist companies. That's why it's good that Texas is going after them. That's right. Texas is fighting back. Stay with us.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The globalists, as middlemen that Trump describes them, went to China and other countries and made one-sided deals to ship our industries there and then pass laws here at home with regulations and energy controls where you couldn't compete to make sure their investments were the most profitable. And then that hurts everybody here, which makes us domesticated, makes us dependent, gets us in debt. So all of this cutting off the energy, cutting off the food, and piling more regulations on is just more of the same. This is economic warfare. That's why you look at New York and Illinois filing all these lawsuits on industries for no reason to shut them down and to exact huge amounts of money from them. You say, well, that's terrible. They'll leave the state. They'll leave the country. That's the point. And then they'll just go work for the globalists overseas in China or India. So this has been figured out, ladies and gentlemen. They're making it where there's a climate where you cannot do business in America. How do you think China has 97 to 98% of rare earth mineral extraction worldwide? Because in Europe and the United States, they're all controlled by the IMF and World Bank and BlackRock, same group. One's totally governmental, the other's the actual corporate holdings arm. They don't let any companies that aren't Chinese mine lithium or the other rare earth minerals. That's how China cornered the market. I mean, that's not cornering the market. That's beyond a monopoly. I mean, 98% control. America has been put in a strategic crisis. And Jimmy Carter signed a law in 79. It didn't get implemented until the early 90s. To hand over the Panama Canal that we built to Panama. And people said, China will get it. The John Birch Society wrote articles saying, China will get it. And now China's moving in with NGOs and taking over Panama. This is strategic sellout of America. And now the globalists are fighting with China some. So now even the Chinese are double-crossing them. It is a mess. And the globalists are losing in Ukraine. It'd be bad enough if the globalists were winners, but they're losers. And they're attacking anybody and everybody. So Texas pulls $8.5 billion from BlackRock because they're trying to shut down fossil fuels in Texas and the rest of the country. That's a good move to put pressure on them to not destroy the primary investments of the state and the people's security and prosperity. That's the opposite of New York and Illinois and California. That's a state that's not perfect, but actually trying to have an economy. And so this confrontation is only going to get more intense now. But the good news is people are figuring out the players. They're figuring out how this all works. And the growth curve of awakening is really going up fast. Now, look at this headline. This is an AP headline. We looked it up on the AP's website. It's there. This is not a joke. This is from 1989. UN predicts disaster if global warming not checked. Entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. And then Al Gore said similar things over and over again. Here's the AP article. And it says exactly what the print article said. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. And it goes on from there. Now here's the British government's absolute zero policy, saying they want zero carbon. Well, we exhale carbon. Cows exhale carbon. And you read the report put by the British government, and it is a nightmare of post-industrial world. So that's how they're going to depopulate people. That's how they're carrying this out. And Ron Paul was just on Tucker Carlson. I want to play a few clips of him. The first clip I want to play is him talking about a black swan event, which I totally agree with. And then Dr. Paul talks about what is the deep state. Tucker Carlson asked him that. So let's play clip 11 and 12. And then let's play clip 10. And then I want to go back to the archives and play some of the clips of him decades ago. Clip 8 and 9. Here they are.
I think we're reaching this point where some sudden thing is going to happen. I believe in that theory of the black swan.
Yes.
It's going to pop up, and it's not going to be controllable. But people, you ask, what can they do? I think the most important thing is understand what's going on, is education. That's why I happen to have a homeschooling program, and I try to teach this stuff early, because you can't change it. You can't go in and say, okay, you want $50 an hour? We can't do that, but we'll have a compromise with the other people. We'll just give you $32 per hour, you know, guarantee. That kind of nonsense. You have to be able to, you know, tell them what they have to do. One is to protect the money. One is to protect your wealth. But when I go through this, when people really want to know some details, and I get a little more in detail, I said, but really, really the most important thing you do is study and understand what's going on. Because if you come away from that and you're able to accumulate a lot and get by and you have your guns and you have stored food and all that, it's not going to work. You have to understand what's happening. You have to know it's coming. It's very, very dangerous. And that's why I love to see smaller units of government. Anything that hints that says they're springing up an idea in our states to act like they ought to act.
Yes.
And they're starting to. You know, they're starting to get more independent.
The deep state. Who is the deep state guy, by the way?
Well, I don't have a list in front of me.
I have no idea.
Well, I think it's people who have tremendous power, and they happen to hate liberty, and they happen to be people that have endorsed, because of their wealth, they've been able to get a lot of wealth, and because of that, they become nihilists. They don't believe in truth. Truth is impossible to reach. And there's a whole philosophy of nihilism that you can't believe in truth. And so it's rejected. But everybody wants something to believe in. So they believe in themselves, these people who, have a lot of influence, whether they're the president of a university. We just, not too long ago, didn't we have a few professors show up on television that just were terrible, terrible. And they were the ones in charge of our kids. If you and I can't steal from our neighbor, and we can't take their car, and we can't hurt people, why is it that we let the government do it? If you want to go to your neighbor and you say, well, you have three cars and I don't have any. I want one of your cars. Most people say, well, that's illegal.
You can't just take someone's car. No.
But the government can. The government's taking stuff from us all the time. And most of the taking is from the people who work hard, and they're middle class and they're poor, and they suffer the consequence of inflation. The date, I say, it was concrete that there was a coup and we lost our government was November 22nd.
You know,
the assassination of Kennedy.
That was 60 years ago. Yeah. And our lawmakers never talk about it.
But you mentioned to me earlier and brought back in memory, but do you know who they appointed to the commission? Alan Dulles.
He was on the Warren Commission.
Yeah.
So the guy who was responsible for the murder.
He probably was the most.
Was investigating the murder.
That's what dawned on me. The Republic is gone. That's when I said the day it ended.
You said you speak to the remnant, and no matter how bad things get, there is always a remnant of people who understand what's going on and who find each other, which I love, and I think is true. But you said it's not just a political or practical consideration for you, it's also a spiritual principle for you. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think my spiritual beliefs, which I don't carry on sleeve.
I know, but I know they're sincere.
All right, see the full interview at TuckerCarlson.com. We have Anthony Rubin and Carlos Arellano joining us, both great journalists, both amazing people. Carlos is a major whistleblower on human trafficking, including of children. He's actually witnessed it. Just incredibly had him in studio, both of them, a few months ago. They're back in studio, both with us coming up. Please remember, we are listener-supported. The place to do that is InfoWarsStore.com, where Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's so incredible, it does so much for your whole body, your joints, and your inflammation, is 40% off. X3 finally back in stock, the missing link in your body. X3 triiodine back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt. I appreciate all of you and your support. Without you, we will shut down. Plus, these are great products, so get them now. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try Turbo Force, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and Turbo Force, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.